Okay, do we want to start? Are we ready?
What are we talking about?
But first,
You should
just
kind of
start
like
the podcast like that. Okay, hi everybody, and welcome to our podcast Fade In. I'm Kristen. And you?
Is your name Kristen or Christine?
It depends. In English, I say Kristen. But if I would be in Germany, I would say Christine because Kristen is like the English pronunciation and Christine is the German one.
Okay, well, I'm going to keep calling you Christine.
Yeah.
and I'm Savannah. Oh, I hate intros. I don't know.
Yeah. So that's the very first episode. And we're going to talk, like with this podcast, we're going to talk about a lot of things, like mainly about screenwriting and like for scripts and books and our projects and what we have done to become screenwriters, about the film industry, our education, but also like funny stuff, like, you know, what are funny stuff you want to talk about, Savannah? Funny things. Memories, Vancouver, BFS. We're gonna talk about Vancouver. We need to.
Oh, one film God. Saw a guy having a fight with a wall the other day.
Oh, who won? The guy or the wall?
I don't know. I didn't stick around long enough to see the ending of it. I didn't really want to. What matters is I got the snack that I went down there for. But yeah, no, we got interesting things to talk about that happen in downtown Vancouver. No disrespect, just
just the pure truth.
I feel bad for, like, you know, the homeless population and everything, but they're just interesting people to have to hang around with. And some guy got on the bus the other day with like this bag full of snacks, and I had to pretend to be asleep for like 15 minutes because he wouldn't stop trying to sell these fruit snacks, and he was like screaming at everybody about it, trying to buy his fruit snacks. It was very aggressive marketing, and I just so for now on I will not be taking that bus because I'm tired of it. But yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna make a whole episode only about buses in Vancouver.
Zoinks, like, I don't know how you were able to, like, take that bus, the night bus. That was impressive. It's like, my bus would have, like, one person on it at, like, 2 a.m, but yours?
No, the night bus was always okay because I guess all the crazy people were asleep. But it was more like during the day, it was bad. Or, you know, when I came to, like in the evening, like when we wanted to go out, yeah, there were some crazy people.
Yeah. That's when you master the art of pretending you are on a phone call or sleeping, or you get off the bus and take the next one. I've done that a couple times.
Oh, it was so bad.
Then you have to wait at the stop, and that's kind of hard, too.
Oh,
yeah, there's been times where you're like, for my own safety, maybe I should get off the bus. But no, that's like rare. But yeah, we can talk about how VFS just chose a really strange spot for their campus.
Yes. Really close. But maybe they thought we would get inspired by the homeless people. And sometimes they were kind of inspiring, but
I said your name, it's done. I was gonna say me and Katrina had like that story where we watched those two people like literally fall in love with each other over like 6 hours, and it was super romantic. So that was inspiring. But I feel they could have chose a little better spot.
But, you know, they wanted to have us, like, another, like, experience. Like, each time, I'm really impressed that I still have my water bottle. Because it was always on the outside of my backpack, the VFS backpack. And I really thought each time that some homeless guy or someone would steal it to sell it later, you know. But I still have it. Like, it never got stolen. It's really impressive.
I remember one time Anderson was on the bus. This was like literally the first couple days of being at BFS. And he had his headphones on. Yeah. Just grabbed them and got off the bus with them before he could like react.
I know.
And I'd be so pissed.
That was so bad, and he had to buy new ones. Man.
Sky got his bike stolen when they were like, don't ride your bike down here. And Sky was like, I'm gonna do it anyways, and no more bike.
No, really? I didn't know that. Shit.
Yeah, they stole his bike, and he was looking to buy a new one because he didn't lock it up in the school. He locked it up on one of those outside. Mm. I think he locked it up in Victory Square or something, and that was a mistake.
Oh, I had my bicycle with me in Stockholm, and I always had it like by the like, you know, subway station, and it was really clear, like everybody told me they're gonna steal your bike because it was a mountain bike, you know, and kind of new, so everybody like was like, no, you're gonna lose it in like 1 week. And I was there for 10 weeks and nothing happened, and everybody was like, that's a miracle, like I was so lucky.
Yeah, I'm gonna come steal your bike because you're getting cocky about it. No one ever stole my bike because it was cheap and kind of a piece of shit. I'm like, we'll choose one of the other ones, but that's why I got to keep my bike. I could just like leave that in my yard and nobody would take it. I knew this person who they stole a bike and they were really happy. No, it wasn't a bike. It was a barbecue. He stole a barbecue from Walmart. He just walked out with it. Like, he's like the master of it because he just walked into Walmart, grabbed this barbecue and just rolled it out. And they just were like, eh. And so he got this like fancy ass barbecue, but then someone stole it off his deck and he was really mad about it. And he was like, oh, this fucking asshole stealing my barbecue. But like, bro, you stole the barbecue to begin with. Like, you can't even it.
Oh, the plot twist.
I'm just impressed that he walked out with a $700 barbecue. None of the Walmart employees did anything.
They were like, I'm not getting paid enough for this, so I'm just gonna take my lunch now.
Honestly, yeah, like I've seen it. Like, you know, I've never worked retail, but when I worked at, you know, like sandwich places and stuff, like people would come in and you'd have like the rack of like chips and snacks and all the other stuff. And like drinks, and you just see them like putting it in their backpack, like grabbing them and all that. And I just be like, what can I get for you? Like, I didn't care. And this guy came in one time, and it was like this part of the city where it was like very bougie. I didn't belong there, but you know, you could always tell when somebody was probably getting a lot of their cash from dealing drugs. And because they'd come in with like wads of fucking hundreds and shit, and you'd be like, okay. But this guy came in one time and handed me a $50 bill, and I could just tell that it wasn't real, like it was counterfeit. And but bro, I was 17, like I do not care. No. I am getting paid like $11. Like, I am not gonna argue with this guy about his fake $50 bill when he's standing there in like leather and chains and shit. Like, we're not fighting over this. So I was like, okay, here's your salad. Like, I'm sorry, bro, but it's not worth my life or arguing when I was like this 110 pound little 17 year old. Like, I'm not gonna fight you over your $50 bill. But
you could have asked him, like, do you have more of them? You know, you can take me out on a date. Like, I don't care.
Imagine how embarrassing that would be, though. Like, you know, it's all fun and games. You're like, yeah, we got our, like, counterfeit money, until you're sitting at, like, Red Lobster or something. And they're like, yeah, we're not going to take your Monopoly money to pay for this dinner. And now, like, what if he runs? Now you're left at Red Lobster. And what are you supposed to do? Like, I've always wondered, like, what do they do? If, like, I know there's, like, the joke where you have to go wash dishes in the back or something. But, what? Like, they don't actually do that. So, like, what do they do if you don't have money or... Cause, like, I've always wondered why restaurants don't get you to pay first, because most things get you to pay first, because like, it is so easy to just walk into a restaurant, order what you want, and then like just not pay. Like, I guess they can call the cops, but like, they're not going to restrain you. Like, you could just run, which is a shitty thing to do, but you think that they'd like find a way to stop that.
Yeah, I don't know if they have cameras or something. I guess they would call the police and you have to pay it somehow, or maybe it depends how high, like how much it is. But yeah, I mean, they want, or maybe I guess you get like what's called, like you're not allowed to enter the restaurant again, you know, you're banned from it. I guess that what happens.
You're banned from McDonald's.
There's a sign
Oh, I wish,
with your face
like, about
wanted.
God. Like, about VFS, like, I wish that it had been more of like an actual campus. Because, like, I've always wanted to live out that, college girl fucking dream that you see in the movies or whatever. Or, like, just you see it, like, in magazines and all that, where they're going to the campus and they're staying in dorms and they got their like meal cards in the cafeteria and all that other stuff. And I've never really had that because, like, my university back in Edmonton, like, yeah, they had dorms, but like, it wasn't like it was just like a tower and it wasn't really a dorm thing. It was just for like the international students. And I lived in Edmonton, so it was like, well, I'm not gonna pay to stay in like a tiny dorm room. But like, that was always something that I really wanted to do. Like, when I applied for SFU, they told me no. But like, I just always thought that that would be really fun to just kind of have like that classic university life. And VFS didn't really have that. This other place didn't have that. And so I feel like I kind of missed out on that. But I don't want to go back to school for the simple
No.
fact of getting to live in a dorm. And I guess I kind of live in a sorority house right now. And it's I'd rather
I
live
just
alone.
really wish like we two would have met like here in Sweden. Like, even if you have been from Canada, you know, but we have been here studying together, like at the university, and we have like the greatest time getting drunk. Our home was the bar. Somebody asked us, but you have school tomorrow, and we are like, yeah, that's the reason we drink. We would have, oh, that would have been great. But I guess the thing is, with campus life, you need, to study something that is longer than 1 year, like a bachelor, like 3 years. That's kind of like the campus life. I mean, VFS was perfect for me because I didn't want to study like 3 more years. But it's something different. Like, it's a different school, it's not like, it's really there so you can learn the most and study the most, and then you can go and get a drink sometimes with your friends. But I think it's designed for people like me who had like the university thing, but who needs like only 1 more year, and kind of, yeah.
Yeah, like I do, like I appreciate the fact that, it was only a year-long program because now, I'm 23 and I am no longer in school. And like I've thought about going back to school for the simple fact of I'm bored, but like it's expensive and student loans is already coming for my ass. But like that was nice how it was only a year. But at the same time, like I wish that the people that I had met there, like you and well, I guess Riley lives down the road, but like, all the friends that I met there, I wish that we had had like, the classic 4-year kind of bachelor together, because then, I would have been able to hang out with you for longer then, because we didn't really start talking until February of that year, and so we were only really like buddies for about like half the year, which kind of sucked. So it's like, and now you're across the world. So I wish that it had been a longer program for the fact that I enjoyed the people there. I enjoyed like a social life of it. But the problem is that everybody mostly was like international or from other parts of the country. And so now they're mostly all gone. And that kind of just sucks because it's lonely, like. And COVID doesn't help or nothing because people don't want to hang out anyways. So like, it's just, yeah. Which is why I'm coming to Sweden to live in your chicken farm.
Yes, please do that. We maybe have to explain that to our listeners, what we're talking about right now. But yes, please do. That would be so good. I mean, it's always warm, you know, you can cuddle with them. I think it would be great. But you can also...
I feel like chickens, aren't they violent?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
If you need to be like a bit bitchy, you know, like you have to show them who is the boss. But I think you can deal with that.
Okay.
It's like prison.
It's the chicken that's in charge. No, okay.
It's just like, for our listeners, like Savannah is in Canada, in Vancouver, and I'm back in Sweden. And we are living on the countryside, and we have some chickens, and they are really, really cute. So that's why Savannah wants to live here with my chickens. And me, maybe.
Nah, you come next. Mm. I'm there for the chickens and the chickens only.
I know it.
I always wanted a pet chicken or a pet goat. I just like animals. I think that they're neat. Mm. Except they're neat, and then you're kind of like, well, the neatness kind of faded, and now I just have to take care of you, and that kind of becomes just a chore, and you're like, damn it. Like, my dog was real cute until it started behaving like a dog, and now it just tackles you and it doesn't leave you alone, and you're like, you were a lot cuter in the picture.
Oh my God. You were like
when I broke my foot and I'm like resting it, and she's like, this is a perfect opportunity to just launch my full body weight onto your foot, and it hurt like a bitch, but she just was having a good time. And you know, that's the downside, I guess, of getting a dog out of a garage. But
that's what I love about them.
I gotta send you a photo that my mom sent me of her, where she's like cuddling with her cat. It's very cute. She's a nice dog, but she's not being herself.
Do that. Yeah. How is? I hope you're not talking about our son, Tank. I mean, our son.
No, no, this is another black cat. Tank. Yeah. He's vibing. He's kind of slow. He bumps into things a lot. I love that man. I want him back. I'm bringing him to Sweden. Yeah. He's coming in my bag, and we're both, except he may or may not eat your chicken. But you know what? We'll deal with that when we deal with it.
I just think, like, don't do an Orisio, okay? Don't do it.
Okay, like, I wonder how... Never mind. That's weird. I was going to say one... I'm going to say it anyways. Like, what would happen, theoretically, if you were to just pick up a chicken and take a bite out of it? Because you could. Like, humans' teeth are strong enough to do that. Like, you totally could. And so, if you did that, you think it would be worth it? Or do you think it would be, like, the biggest mistake of your life?
Okay. Yeah, I have to say, like, that's, like, a normal conversation between us. It wouldn't be worth it because they can become really angry. And even though your teeth are really sharp, you will first have a lot of fevers and fur and everything in your mouth. So, and I don't, just, oh, like raw chicken, ee. And then you have all the scales. Yes. Oh my God. Like, we're not Orisio. Right. I have to say, like,
pretty gross.
No. Yeah. Orisio is, we haven't talked about Souls of Syrah yet. Like, we're working on a project. Our darling, Souls of Syrah, it's a book series, mini books. And it's about a demon, Orisio, who likes to cut the head off chickens, demon chickens.
He doesn't cut it off, he bites it off.
I'm sorry. I forgot about that.
You gotta get the lore right.
Yeah, we don't have so much time left for this episode, so maybe... like in the next episodes we will talk much more about like Souls of Syrah, our own projects, Crestwana creations, and more fantasy stuff, and maybe more about us. Maybe we should just like say who we are. Like, do you just want to introduce yourself like a little
bit?
Yeah,
like the same thing. Like, let's go around the classroom and introduce ourselves.
Yeah.
I hate that. It's so much.
Do it.
Okay. Hi, Christine. Would you like to introduce yourself to the class?
No. No, okay.
Okay. Well, you're out of the class.
If you're the teacher, who?
Did you actually say no?
Yeah, I said no.
I never thought about that. Like, when they're like, let's go around the room, and you're like, nah. Like,
that would be so
like,
fun.
Like, just move on to the next person.
Yeah, so I'm Kristen, and I'm born in Germany, but the last 12 years, actually, I lived in Sweden. So I always say I have German blood and a Swedish soul. I started writing like books, fantasy books, vampire books when I was like a teenager, like 13, 14 years old. And then it just continued, like, it just continued with writing and screenwriting until I, you know, I met Savannah at BFS, where we both studied. And I chose the game stream, so that was really, that was a new experience. And yeah, now I'm back in Sweden, and we work on our projects together and on own, like, private projects and other projects that are in pre- or post-production. That's me. So now you gotta do the same, Savannah.
All right. I'm Savannah and I'm an emo. And because of that, I spent a lot of my early years trying to be like that edgy Tumblr bitch that was like, oh, I'm gonna write stuff so dark and upsetting and spooky. Like, I wanna be getting a reaction out of people. And it was like, I remember I was in a creative writing class in university, and my teacher, professor, sorry, you're supposed to call them that or they get mad. This professor laughed in my fucking face, and it scarred me, but she became one of my favorites. And I just started writing comedy instead, which was a drastic change, but I just really enjoyed it, especially like just those douchey male characters that are just kind of cocky and dumb. You're like, I live for them, I love them, and I incorporate them into everything. And when I got to BFS, like, I tried to do that whole, you know, I was like, maybe I'll try to give the edgy thing a try again. But it was like, no, like, I can't do it anymore, because I just read it and I'm like, bro, you were trying way too hard. And so now I just write really trashy comedies, and I just get inspired by things like Letterkenny, Trailer Park Boys, like all of those kind of shows where it's just obnoxious. I guess it's like, I do like to write things like, I guess an example would be like Shameless, where there's comedy, but there's also like deeper meaning to it and everything like that. So, you know, I like to see what I can do there with bringing those genres together. And I do like, I guess I like to bring comedy into every genre now, because I don't know, it's a good way of getting a point across or getting people kind of invested in it, because everybody loves to laugh. And except it kind of hurts when my brother is like, why do you write comedy? You're not funny. And that just hurts a little bit. But whatever, Alex, you're a fucking dick. But you're not funny. But my sister gave birth yesterday. Or did she give birth today?
Bro, oh, wow. Is it like, is it a biology?
It's a girl. Her name's Lillian. Aww. But I, like, messaged her, and I was like, good luck with the baby. And she was like, thanks, homie. And I'm like, does that mean you gave birth?
Like, I guess so. I don't think she provided why she's given birth, so I guess so.
Well, her, like, water broke, but I'm not sure what happened. Like, I'm sure what happened.
You know, it's just gotten through TikTok when you give birth.
I would. I'd be like, drug me up and just give me my phone and tell me when that thing slides on out. But that's why I will not be having children. I got stuff to do. Like, we were playing the game yesterday, and it was like, oh, who's least, or who's most likely to get married last? And I was voted it. And mm-hmm. I was like, true. Like, I don't have time for somebody to distract me, whether that be children or a husband or a wife or any of that. Like, I don't have fucking time, bro. Like, you know, I got shit to do. I got places I gotta be, and I don't need nobody like being like, oh no, please don't go. Like, let's just settle down here. Like, I don't think I can ever settle down. And that's, you know, on the topic of introducing myself, that's just the truth. If you haven't noticed, like, I live somewhere else every like 4 months. So I genuinely am repulsed by the idea of just buying a house while you're young and just staying in it for like the next 40 years. Like, it just, that sounds awful to me. Like, there's so much to go see and do, and it's like, why would you just want to see the same neighborhood for the rest of your life? And that just sounds awful. So yeah, that was my introduction. It kind of went off the rails, but what the original thought of that was.
Like, it's so funny that you change the city so often and I change the country. Like, now, like, I feel like here, once a year, twice. So you are like in the same country, but in a lot of different cities. And I just change the countries when I...
I'm jealous, though, because you're in Europe. And all your countries are, like, smashed together. Like, you could just walk across the border. Right now, the Canadian-American border is still closed. So, like, I have no goddamn options. Like, I can't even go places. And so that's why, yeah, I'm jealous of you. Where you're like, yeah, I could just, like, stroll into Germany. And I'm like, if I strolled into, like, America, they'd shoot me. Like, I would be dead. So that's why I'm excited to come to Europe and visit. Because... that's just cool how you guys don't really have the whole spooky border situation. But no, we'll get there when we get there, when I can actually travel down there and hopefully prices stay cheap. Because right now they're crazy cheap.
That was.
I know, they're not gonna stay cheap.
That was really funny. Oh my god. Yeah. No, okay. Yeah, I think we have to end this now, the first episode. And I hope you guys liked it. Yeah, I don't know how to end an episode. Like, I hope you listen to the next one. I hope you didn't.
Y'all better listen to the next one.
There
ain't no choice, only threats.